Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
John, what is this food supply that you found out about in America?
Yeah, really interesting. I saw this program regarding America, and they were talking about food and how food is produced in our country. It was really, really interesting because what they did was they talked about how there's so many fast food chains and restaurants, and they did this, you know, zoomed out from outer space type of look, and they made all these connections between what was, you know, you have all the Subways, the fast food chains, and then you looked at what does it take to supply all these restaurants in terms of food. So they took this documentary, if you will, all the way to California and in the Napa Valley, I believe. And I was amazed at these huge farms. I mean, just as far as the eye can see, all you can see was these farms. Mm-hmm. And one, they took you to a tomato farm. And we produce so many tomatoes in this country that they came to a certain point where they were actually throwing away tomatoes and using them for smashing and fighting. You're thinking, oh, my goodness, this is amazing. One of the farmers was talking about
in America. Or
this
you're
is
talking about
in America.
Over.
This okay. is our country.
I thought they actually used them. They actually had those tomato fights here locally.
Here in our country.
It's actually a celebration over in Italy. I think that they did.
Oh, they did. Okay, but they were doing these food fight with these tomatoes of waste. I'm thinking, oh my goodness, this could be used to feed somebody. Well, they started talking about how food started changing in society. That back in the about 60 years ago, that. When people went out to eat for dinner, it was for a celebration, for a special cause. And now what they're realizing is that they've tried to sell that to the American people in marketing that, you know, have the best of the best. Don't wait for a celebration, but now go out to eat all the time. Well, because they marketed that so well, there had to be this huge amount of food that was being produced. They said 38% of the products you find in a grocery store has corn inside of it, 38%.
Wow.
And you start realizing, going somewhere with all this, you start realizing that one of the farmers is saying that 50% of his cost is water. Water. 50% of his cost. So they have this research that they've come up with on how he can best water the pistachios and best the water, you know, at what time so that they don't waste any water. And they were really coming from a perspective in terms of, you know, the strength of America and, you know, how powerful we are because we can produce all these foods. And as I was watching it, I was getting so totally, you know, convicted, thinking, my goodness, you know, we are so vulnerable. One of the things that came out of this report is that only 2% of our nation's population actually produces food for the rest of the 98%.
2%.
2%.
Wow.
2%. Nobody wants to farm anymore. Nobody wants to do the hard work anymore. You know, they had these cattle farms where they fed them corn. Instead of grazing, they were just feeding them corn. Mm-hmm. Well, they took these cows and doubled their weight from 300 to 600 pounds in 6 months, slaughtered them right there, and sent this food all over the world. It was this massive production. And most of the harvesting is not even done by people. They have these huge, mega fancy, I mean, unbelievable, I don't know if they're combines, but these machines that gather up the harvest, and they were, you know, making the comparison of how long it would take someone before, you know, 50 years ago without all of this technology. And I just started to think and said, Lord, you know, this is not our strength. You know, this is, we've been blessed, but are we really honoring you with the blessing? And you think about countries that have had so much famine and without struggling. And go back to the Bible and see what happened to the Israelites, where Joseph, you know, was the one who started making preparation for grain. They continue to talk about how these bees, the bees are dying off in America.
They're having to lease bees to come in, and actually a company will come in that actually is farming bees.
Yes.
And they will allow them to come in to pollinate their crops, and then they'll bring their bees and take them somewhere at the nature.
This is what this man does, his whole business. He takes his bees all over the country.
Because there is no good tasting food outside the pollination.
Yeah.
And you think about it, I personally believe the whole world's reflecting the church. You know, without any pollination, that it just world becomes bland, becomes barley, as you read in Revelation. And And what a bee does, a bee goes and gathers nectar. When he does that, the pollen touches its feet, and then he goes to the next plant, and he drinks the nectar from the flower or whatever, and then that pollen from the previous plant touches it, and then all of a sudden, the good taste part of our food comes from the bee.
Wow.
And so without that, then they're not going to have a customer, because the customer's not going to buy food if it's not going to taste good. But you have to rent nature.
Wow.
But you're saying they have to rent nature.
Yeah. So when you look at, you know, our food system is so, we're so vulnerable. Mm. You know, we are so vulnerable.
And we've placed ourselves in that place.
Yeah. And you think of that, 38% of the products in the store have corn. And so what happened if something happened to the corn crops? What if something happened to all of these crops that we're producing? And it just got me to realize and just see again how much more that we really need to cry out as a nation. We haven't seen suffering yet. We haven't seen, you know, we talked about that our Armageddon program where one of the folks who interviewed said that rich people are nice as long as, you know, they still,
until they're
rich.
Not nice
yeah.
anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, until, you know, they're not nice anymore until they lose all their wealth.
Anymore. Yeah,
right. You know, and you haven't seen people not be nice until they can't eat anymore. You know, we take for granted that you can drive down the store and pick up an item. And it's
unless you've
be
been
there.
In a hurricane and understand that just the Hello? Warning of a hurricane empties the shelves.
Within
imagine
a day.
That
overnight.
Well, think about this. You know, based on the scenario of what you're talking about, that that tragedy hits,
mm-hmm.
and if two percent of us produce food that we eat every day that requires us to be able to function. 1% of us, which means it's very easy to break that chain. It's easy mm-hmm. to break that, whether it's gas prices going so much that the trains and the trucks can't deliver it, whether yeah. there's some sort of earthquake or something that causes a breakage in the roads and the infrastructure, whether it is a earthquake or drought that prevents the water, which requires 50% of his budget to be able to water his fruit. I mean, it's so the fragile thing God says, when I send drought, when I send locusts to devour your crops. And it's like, I truly believe that the natural crops are reflecting the spiritual crops of the church.
Yeah.
And that's yeah. pretty much where we're at, because you think 2%, and you think about this factor right here, 3% of the regular church attenders are the ones that are honoring God with the
that's
tithes
right.
and offerings. 3% are the ones that are actually reading their Bible and applying it. They're saying two, but I'm sure you probably can give them another percent, but at least 2% is right in the same figure,
yeah,
ballpark,
sure.
which means 98% of America is living off 3%.
Mm.
You think about it, 98% of the church is living off 3%.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How long is that paradigm? I'm looking right here at BuzzFeed when it talks about, you know, apples travel an average of 1,555 miles from the farm to your table. I mean, think about that.
Wow.
That's amazing. So you eat an apple, you don't even think about it.
Where it came from.
But that's a lot of trucks, a lot of trains. That's a lot of touching, and which means that when the economy stops, you're not going to see an apple.
Mm-mm.
When the bee don't show up, you're not going to have an apple. It's not yeah. going to be pollinated.
Mm-mm.
Asparagus travels an average of 1,671 miles, they report, from the farm to your table. 1,671 miles.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're not, if the economy gets hit, are you going to drive 1,671 miles for asparagus? You're not going to have apples and asparagus.
Mm-hmm.
Carrots travel an average of 1,774 miles from the farm to your table, an average
wow.
of that, which is roughly the same distance from Five Points, California to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. That's how far it takes to get it there.
Mm-hmm.
Broccoli travels, I'm sure a lot of you don't care about how it is, but broccoli travels an average of 2,095 miles from the farm to your table. Think about that. Broccoli sitting on your plate. That's why
wow.
you pray over your food, because you have no
yeah.
idea.
A lot of these places, a lot of this food is coming from California. What happens with California?
Exactly. That's exactly what I was about to say. Yeah, which is, and you also have grapes. Grapes travel an average of 2,143 miles from the farm to your table. Think about this.
Sorry, Steve.
Yeah. that people say, well, I don't have grapes. What does grapes go in? I mean, it's in so many different things. Yeah. Lettuce. I mean, think about all the salad bars in America, right? Mm. Lettuce travels an average of 2,055 miles from the farm to your table, which is roughly the same distance from, what's that, Yuma, Arizona to Charlottesville, Virginia.
Mm. Wow.
Onions travel an average of 1,774 miles from the farm to your table. Peaches travel an average of 1,674 miles from the farm to your table. Tomatoes travel an average of 1,369 miles from the farm to your table.
Amazing.
Mm. Orange juice travels an average of 1,221 20 miles from the farm to your table. Understand this. That when we've been talking about, and it's going to be made available to you, and you might be able to get, I don't know now, VFNTV.com, and listen to it, that you need to prepare. You need to prepare. A prudent man sees danger and prepares for it, but a fool keeps going and suffers for it. Listen, you're not going to get no carrots. They're just not going to come. It's going to take a while to reboot this thing. And despite what people tell you how much they love you when they're delivering the milk, if they don't get a paycheck, they're not going to bring milk to you.
That's right.
Even if milk sits on the shelf and rots, they're not going to show up to check you out at the clerk because it's the currency causes things to flow.
Mm.
And if you haven't yet heard, how do I prepare? How do I prepare for what's coming? You need to hear prudent preparation. You can get it at the store at VFNTV.com. We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right. The VFM radio program. You're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFN Radio 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day, that day, on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to VFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us, VFN Radio, taking place. We are so excited about it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.